Long ago in Kentucky, I, a boy, stood by a dirt road in the first dark and heard the great geese hoot northward. I could not see them, there being no moon, and the stars sparse. I heard them. I did not know what was happening in my heart. It was the season before the elderberry blooms. Therefore, they were going north. The sound was passing northward. B. Tell me a story. In this century and moment of mania, tell me a story. Make it a story of great distances and starlight. The name of the story will be time, but you must not pronounce its name. Tell me a story of deep delight. Robert Penn Warren, Tell Me a Story, from Audubon, A Vision. Preface. Everyone is a storyteller. I didn't say that everyone could be a storyteller. Everyone already is a storyteller, whether he or she realizes and acknowledges it or not. After 40 years of telling stories and helping other people tell stories, I have learned this fact. From the first time a baby grunts and reaches for a cookie before he's finished his pureed green beans, he has begun to tell a story, albeit non-verbally, of choice and desire. When a parent asks a child what happened today at school and refuses to take nothing for an answer, the child begins to frame her experience as a narrative. The astute parent knows that persistently asking the question, then what happened, helps drive the sequence of events that begins the story of... Stories arise at bedtime when a parent or grandparent opens a book and reads aloud or turns off the light and creates a world of historical or completely imaginary characters and events, a world in which both teller and listener take part until one or the other falls asleep. Stories erupt around the dinner table with the words, "You won't believe what happened at work today," or they emerge slowly accompanied by, "Did I ever tell you about the time?" Human beings live in story like fish live in water. We literally experience our lives as a narrative, not as a series of random events, but as a sequence of connected occasions and experiences stitched together in narrative form. In this way, our experiences take on coherence and meaning. We learn to understand the world, other people, and God through a narrative lens. We also live surrounded by God like the very air we breathe. Let me take that again. We also live surrounded by God like the very air we breathe, often invisible to us, but absolutely necessary for life. This is why Paul can say to those gathered at the temple of Athena that God is the one in which we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. For this reason, when we speak of our experiences of God, we most often tell stories. Telling stories is not only a way of framing our understanding of the world and the people around us, but also the means by which we speak of our divine encounters as well. During the past 50 years,